KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Let Us Grow on Friday, November 4th at Mercy Corps in Portland. Let It Grow celebrates the work of bringing education and the experience of gardening to incarcerated youth and adults in Oregon's correctional facilities. This event features the premiere of the documentary Can You Dig This? And a panel discussion after the film. Again, that's Let Us Grow, a benefit for growing gardens, taking place Friday, November 4th at Mercy Corps, 45 Southwest Ankeny Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Friday, November 4th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM on the air, kboo.fm on the web. Well, we've got Dave Rovix joining us today. He has some extraordinary opportunities, options, gifts to the world on his website. We're going to give you the links to all of it, and you can explore from there. The man is an absolute champion at social and media, so you can access the music and also the writing. Turns out that Dave is a phenomenal writer as well as the ultimate troubadour of the resistance. So he's going to be joining us, and we'll probably have a little bit of music, a little taste of what's there available. You can get that. Dave has a CSA of all things, a music CSA. You can support all the wonderful things that he does because he really is a smart, passionate voice of reason from America, and he travels the world, and he brings that to people in far-flung places who are seeing America now for what it really is, what they feared America might be underneath all of the shiny faces and sweet words. But this is this Trump phenomenon, that's what America really is. And we thank Rovix, though, for going out in the world and bringing another side of the country to people out there. Before Dave is waiting patiently for us, before we get to the real conversation, I want to just bring you the weather briefly, because after all, this is Cascadia. This is where we live. We plant our feet here. This is where the fight takes place. If you don't have a connection to your own habitat, to your environment, then you don't have the will to stand up. We don't have the kind of will that you see in North Dakota, the Standing Rock Sioux. Their fight for their own water and their own land has brought water protectors from across the country, from Canada, from Mexico. People are streaming into the camps. They come and they go. So they circulate through. They bring a message of hope and help to the water protectors there, and they return to their communities, bringing with them inspiration and enthusiasm and the energy to continue their struggles for their environment, wherever it is that they plant their feet. So in the name of habitat, we always try to bring you just a bit of that every day on Cascadia. So the weather for today and the weekend, we got patchy fog, but you may have already seen that. It's going to break open and the sun's going to shine. We got a high of 67 today coming up. Not much of wind. And tonight, there is a bit of a chance of rain, increasing clouds, and a low around 51. And coming up for tomorrow, rain. In fact, with a high around 58 and a little bit breezy, 9 to 11 miles an hour out of the south-southeast. For Saturday night, early on, it gets wet. Rain and then tapering off to showers, lows around 52. South wind, 10 to 14 miles per hour, gusting up to 20. That ought to be lovely and breezy. That quintessential autumn, that autumn flavor. For Sunday, again, slight chance of showers, and a high around 59, south wind 9 miles per hour. Sunday night, we're coming full circle now, chance of rain, otherwise mostly cloudy, lows around 52. Bringing us full circle to Monday morning, right in the face. Wow. So the Portland City Council is struggling whether to say yay or nay on allowing fossil fuel transport to run through the city. We'll find out the answer to that question in the middle of next week when they meet again. And a federal judge has rejected the U.S. Department of Energy's motion to dismiss the lawsuit filed by Washington State over worker safety issues on the Hanford Nuclear Reservation. Wow, this just came in yesterday. A federal judge rejected the Department of Energy's motion to dismiss. They want, in other words, let's simplify this. Department of Energy had a motion to dismiss the lawsuit filed by Washington State over worker safety issues, and the federal judge yesterday rejected that motion to dismiss. Where we go from here, we're going to find out that on Monday when Tom Carpenter with Hanford Challenge joins us then. That said, something to keep the suspense is, if the suspense doesn't kill us, then nuclear radiation definitely will. And an audit of Oregon's Business Energy Tax Credit Program named a cross-section of companies that received... Let's take a look at these numbers. Suspicious subsidies. When you say the word subsidies, you don't even have to say suspicious. It doesn't need that adjectival modification. So subsidies means, yes, of course they're suspicious. Why? Because they're subsidies. And so the expected arrival in Nevada, so the Bundy boys return to Nevada where they actually have real charges against them, not ridiculous, trivelling, stupid excuse charges that in no way reflect the crimes that they committed. Okay, that said, and wow, here's another thing too. This is from the Smog Blog. A lobbyist for the Dakota Access formerly led the Army's, wait for it. Yes, that's right. It formerly led the Army's Restore Iraqi Oil program. Oh, yes, of course. That doesn't even need to be the suggestion of suspicion there. And we want to get straight to our guest today. Dave Rovics joins us. I'm so very, very happy to welcome you back to the KBOO Airways. You have so much going on, so much to report, and so much song for everyone. Thanks, Dave.
Hey, Chris. Glad to be with you.
This is, yeah, I mean, I looked at the website is just, there is so much on offer there. The landlord issues, the housing issues, that alone is one enormous world of trouble for many people. It's just, the housing is there, the money is there. There should be no problem, but again, it's too many hogs are crowding the trough on that one, and to the detriment of life in Portland as we know it. No one can get on with what they're doing, what they're creating, and no one can get on with their contribution to the city. Because why? Because they've got housing problems. It shouldn't be that way.
Well, all the cities in the United States are just. Are just investment opportunities for rich people to get richer. I mean, investing in housing and speculating on the real estate market is one of the most profitable things that it can do. And so since we have no laws guaranteeing housing as a right, because in this country housing is a privilege, not a right, as everybody who lives in the real world knows, we have a situation where we have capitalists descending upon the town in order to make a quick few million or more, and they are and then we have these supposedly progressive politicians like Dan Saltzman in the city council saying that that we are a a victim of our own success, which is just nonsense. You know, double think. It has nothing to do with anything that makes any sense.
Yeah,
at all.
But and of course, it sounds good.
We're a victim of our lack of regulation.
Well, we are raw material. When they talk about the consumer confidence report, wow, that's a terrifying. That everything about that whole those words, the whole idea. What it does is it quantifies human beings. It turns people into the raw materials for factories that are generating money for the 1%. We're yeah. meaningless and worthless, except in so far as we are consumers and we can consume. Our worth is expressed in monetary terms. We've been monetized.
That's right.
We've been monetized,
and then we're told that greed is good, and that yeah. greed is a force for positive developments in society. And I think anybody that lives in Portland who has their eyes open and hasn't been blinded by their boarding school education, reading, you know, overdosing on Adam Smith or whatever the heck happened to these people, who can justify coming into Portland and flipping houses and making millions of dollars, and they can still sleep at night and they can still sit at the same cafes that you and I sit at and pretend to be real, authentic, genuine human beings, you know, rather than just little greed machines. You know, this is
they're exploiters. They exploit. That's all they know. They have no notion of anything. As far as the future is concerned, they may think they're very progressive, but they certainly aren't futurists. And if you're not a futurist, well, you know.
And progressive, like when you try to break down what the term progressive means, I mean, it's a meaningless term now. I mean, of course, we all use it because it has some kind of, we have to describe politics and stuff like that. But you have these people these people on the city council and these politicians, of course. In most of the cities in this country, the Democratic Party has had a stranglehold on politics for decades. They run the cities; they're one-party states. There's no accountability, and they are completely just as much as the Republicans, if not more so, in bed with developers. The average Democratic politician is even wealthier than the average Republican politician. These are, at least in the Congress, in the U.S. Congress, you know. And they can say, and they may believe that it's progressive to build light rails, to have bike lanes, to have better parks and rec services, to have outdoor school for the children. All these things, we all like these things. We love big bike lanes, of course. You know, not that we really have anything that anybody in Europe would recognize as a bike lane, but anyway, we have these bike lanes, and we want more bike lanes, and we like legalized marijuana, all these things, you know. But what is progressive about any of these things? I mean, what the reason why the capitalists like bike lanes, the reason why the capitalists like legalized marijuana, the reason the capitalists like better parks and rec is not for the same reason that you and I like these things. We have to be very clear about these things. You know, we like these things because we love our children, because we want to live in a cleaner environment, etc. They like these things because they make more money. Because if you have a city with better services, the yuppies want to move here. That's why they like these things. If the yuppies wanted to move here because we had bigger and more polluting industries, they would support that just as much as they support bike lanes, and they'd call that progressive.
It's true. It's absolutely true. And I'm hoping that our wonderful engineer Sam Parrish is going to take us out with one of the songs that you have ready and waiting. We are right up to the line. I want to ask you back very soon. I have so much more I want to know about upcoming tours off to Europe and your experiences at Standing Rock.